Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Health Liberty. Today it's a beautiful day. It's rainy, but we sure need the moisture. Here in New Mexico, we can use every single drop of rain, so I'm rejoicing that we're getting the rain. We usually have probably 320 plus days of sunshine a year. And so for us, we enjoy the rain because it's not as common as other places. So today our show is covering cleanse and purify thyself. So we're going to talk a little bit about the digestive tract, as it is the hub of the entire body, all the organs, glands, brain, everything that's dependent upon a well-functioning digestive system. And we know that God made everything perfect. It's a pretty complex system, and it's really amazing, you know. And it runs, you know, with like a well-oiled machine when everything's correct and efficient and not weighted down with toxins. So the scripture for today is, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee and praise thee for what thou hast done. Thou art faithful and true. Isaiah 25:1, the King James Version. So we know that it's very important to detox. So, I mean, we could drive a car, we could put, you know, some oil in the car, and we could drive a car for 20, 30, 40,000 miles, and then eventually it would run out of oil, or the oil would become so thick that it would not be able to function. You know, it wouldn't fire, it would just turn to sludge, and eventually the engine would seize, and the car would die. And then you'd have no choice but to replace the engine. You know, if it would do substantial damage to where the engine would have to either be rebuilt or it'd have to be replaced. And that's the same thing that happens in the body. You know, the body, because of the genetically modified foods, because of a lot of the foods having a lot of being processed, hydrogenated, it's those things that actually stick to the arteries. You know, cholesterol has had a bad rap because cholesterol is actually created by God. It's produced by our own bodies. And so, therefore, when you start messing around with cholesterol with statin drugs or whatever, you know, you play a really high risk of messing up some other system. You know, it's kind of like putting the kink in the hose there and then hoping that, you know, somewhere else it doesn't get a leak. You know, God made cholesterol to patch the arteries, so we don't want to mess with that. But there is a lot of hydrogenated stuff. There's a lot of artificial cholesterol that gets into the body. There's a lot of phytoestrogens, or a lot of, not phytoestrogens, but bad estrogens in the environment. They get into the body, they start clogging the receptors. Everything just messes up the body. So what do? Like in springtime in our house, you know, we do a spring clean. We clean out the closets. We start feeling good about, you know, throwing out the old stuff. We go and have our oil changed in our car so our car runs really smooth, and we can tell the difference. I mean, you know, your car's sputtering a little bit and you go and have an oil change. It's nice and smooth. Well, I mean, the body is way more important than your clothes or your closet or your car, and yet people don't bother. You know, I remember my grandmother saying, you know, when they were young, that they would do cleanses, you know, four times a year for the season, seasonal cleansing. And that makes perfect sense to me, you know. So I had posted there that if an angel came and gave a formula that could cure almost any disease, it would probably be against the law to claim its effectiveness. But explaining in simple terms how we destroy our bodies and minds, and how we may reverse that destruction, leaving out all claims, will hopefully not offend the AMA, the FDA, or the drug companies. Will it, right? Will it? You know, I mean, though our freedom of choice and selection treatments, you know, we believe in to heal our own body has largely been taken away from us, We fortunately live in a country where there does remain some element of freedom of speech. Now, the name of my show is Health Liberty. And, you know, I mean, they're both components. They can be put together or they can be taken apart. And I will say in our country now, there's a move to say, yes, you can say whatever you want as long as it's not hate speech. But unfortunately, those people that are saying that are very ignorant to what freedom of speech actually is. And freedom of speech is actually exactly that, say whatever you want. That doesn't mean that the person hearing it is not going to be offended. We can choose to hear it or not hear it. So if we're somewhere and somebody is saying something that we find offensive to our race, to our country, to whatever, we don't have to be there. We can leave. But to be on these college campuses and saying that we can say whatever we want, but you can't say this, 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 and this because we think it's hate speech and it offends us, means that they don't really believe in freedom of speech. You can't have it both ways. Just saying. So, unfortunately, people in this country, they really are not invited to use a system of healing that has proved to be effective in reversing any type of chronic or degenerative disease. We have been designed to support the increase of sickness rather than health. Every effective method that can accentuate true health is met with a obstacle, right? Initiated by these tyrannical people. I mean, honestly, they stop anything that works dead in its tracks because it affects their bottom line, money. Our society blindly follows the self-destruction precepts that lead to declining health of our nation, living lifestyles that lead to rampant disease and is almost made popular. Like, it's almost popular to lead these kind of extravagant lifestyles that we know don't help people, they actually hurt people. For beneficial lifestyles do not produce the massive profits that the creators of these modern medicine systems desire to generate, right? So if there were a system that promoted radiant health, there would be little use for anything. Like if we found a system that just promoted health and everybody was pretty healthy, pure, you know, all the AMA would disappear, the pharmaceutical industry would disappear, you know, and then of course nobody would be eating the genetically modified foods, so Monsanto would have to reorganize its corporate structure. I don't know, you know, it's hard that, I don't know, you know, and that it has a lot to do with attitude, right? Because there has to be a strong desire to be healthy. You know, I mean, I run across people all the time and people ask me for help all the time. And I meet people of all walks of life. And the one thing I notice is that it's very hard for people to heal when two things haven't happened. One, they have taken the doctor's word over God's word. In other words, there's a lot of people out there that put the doctor in place of God. And I asked them, the doctor gave me this diagnosis. It's not good. Prognosis, right? I'm going to be living for a year. And I asked them, did you pray about it? No. Did you ask God if that's your time that you're supposed to go? No. Well, why does a man know the time that you're supposed to go when the Bible clearly says that only God knows? So it's idolatry to go into a medical system or situation and totally claim to be a Christian and totally forego God in praying and having him move you forward and the decision making for him, and letting him give you the reassurance that he is the author of our birth and our death, not us. We don't get to choose that. And no doctor with a white coat who lives to the age of 53 on average gets to tell you that either. But once you get into that mindset, and I see it happening all over the place, you know, somebody goes in and they're told, oh, you have stage 3 cancer, right? They don't go get a second opinion. They don't get a third opinion. I think by that time I would have 3 blind separate opinions. And the thing that they don't do is they don't turn to God. They don't say, okay, God, do you want me to do this? And what they don't realize is that the average person has cancer 12 times in their lifetime and they never know it. Because what is cancer? The word is so overblown out of proportion. It's not a pink ribbon. That's just a money-making scam. Mammograms are causing breast cancer at record rate, and the red, the pink ribbon is becoming filthy rich off of it. So don't buy into that. But when somebody's told that and they go get chemo 3 days later, they have not done due diligence. They have not done their research. They have not, they're not making an educated decision. They're making a fear-based decision. And not fear of God, but fear of death, fear of man, fear of the doctor not being happy with their decision. Who cares if the doctor's happy with your decision? You know, if you have a doctor that tells you do it his way or get out, get out. I mean, get out. You know, there's a lot of crazies out there. There's a lot of people that all they want to do is get a cattle herd through, and they need 10 more people to get their trip to Tahiti, and you're one of them, and then you'll only, then there'll only be 9. So you've got to be wise, 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 wise. The Bible says to always, you know, study yourself to be approved. Get into the Word of God and be wise when you make decisions. Don't make decisions blindly. Don't make them out of emotion or out of fear. Make them because that's the decision that you've prayed about and you've gotten the go-ahead, and that's the method you think, right? Because I think that, you know, I mean, it's just amazing to me that, I don't know, it's the hope factor and stuff, I don't know. When doctors tell their patients that there's no hope and they're doomed to die, really they place the seed of death into the subconsciousness. And it's into the subconscious of gullible people. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. You know, why would you let somebody give you a death sentence, you know? I mean, in psychology, and I believe psychology is a modern science that twists and stuff a lot of things that are really bad, but it has a thing called self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, and the body is very attuned to your thought process and the words that you're verbalizing. You know, you can see it in people who are extremely negative and extremely positive. The body is responding on an energetic level. God did create us that way. And so when you get this death sentence, right, I mean, you are logging that into the body and you are saying, okay, doctor, you know, this doctor is, you know, I think potential victims are ignorant of their own power to heal because God created them that way, right? And that not necessarily their own power, but God's power, right? And so when they log this death sentence in, I think that, you know, it could materialize, actually. You know, I think it's terrible when a doctor tells anybody that they have a few weeks to live. I mean, really, is he issuing a warning about his own treatment? Like, is he saying, well, you know, that's the rate that chemo has. That's the rate that these poisons have. So, you know, this is you're taking a chance when you come with me and you start having these treatments. Maybe that is. There's no such thing as an incurable disease. Dis-ease, right? So just remember that. It just means that the body, whether it's a cancer cell that's proliferating and replicating itself, they've got a bad, it's like getting bad code on a computer. You know, you got some bad code in there and you're just stuck. The program's not working. And then maybe the program, you know, people put these viruses on the computer and they start to replicate, you know, Yahoo or whatever will come up, you know, Internet Explorer will produce 15, 20 pages over and over again. You know, you've got a Trojan or you've got some sort of virus, replicating virus. That's cancer. That's cancer to a computer. That's cancer to a body. It just means that it's being replicated and it's not a good cell to replicate, right? And it usually has a protein coding and the body doesn't see it because it's covering itself, it's masking itself. And what you have to do is take some enzymes, proteolytic enzymes and other things to break down that coding so the body can say, oh, there it is. Let me take care of it. Let me send in the troops to get it. So there is really no such thing as an incurable disease. It just depends on, it just depends on how you view the word disease. Right? Modern medicine, the only system that advocates using treatments that are worse than the disease. Think about that. Think about that. So four steps to overcoming disease. So we're going to talk about, we're going to get in the future here, probably next show we're going to talk about enemas and colonics. It's very important. Coffee enemas are very good. Several types of enemas. And then finding a good colon therapist is really good. If you ever get, if the system ever comes to a total standstill, you do not want to be constipated for multiple days, weeks. That's very dangerous, very toxic to the body. That is like having your plumbing in your house backed up. And, you know, and that means that everything is going to be stagnant and that will hit the bloodstream. And that's not good. So you can always do, you know, a tiny bit of smooth move tea. You definitely don't want to become addicted to it, but it works. The old-fashioned prune juice, of course. But there's always enemas and there's always colonics. And so we will talk a little bit more about specific treatments per se or specific avenues to go to get that done. And also I wanted to tell you that for cleansing, there's a really good program. I like Dr. Schultz's detox, bowel detox, and then also you could do a Rise and Shine 28. It's like a 28-day program. That's really good, too. It's a little more pricey than Dr. Schultz, but you want to definitely do it so you can clear off that mucosal lining and get it cleaned off. So the first step to overcoming disease is to put a stop to its cause, right? There is always, it always begins with changing habitual patterns, change the way we see things, right? We got to change the body. We got to face the fact that it could be, and it probably most likely is, what we're doing. So what are we eating? What are we drinking or not drinking? What are we taking? What are we doing? You know, if we are, if you're taking something that's, you know, causing bowel disorders, if you're taking a drug that's one of the side effects, then you know that that's what's happening. If you're, you know, eating out every day at McDonald's, you know, that's pretty much going to do it. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Super Size Me, but 30 days of eating nothing but McDonald's. And he was a super healthy guy prior to that. The second step to having perfect health of the body is to stop ingesting anything, including food, that does not contain enzymes, right, and vital nutrients. So don't put anything in your mouth other than fresh, raw, sometimes frozen. I mean, frozen, if it's flash frozen, it's good. But for the most part, as much fresh and raw food as you can. And that's, you know, those are very, very important because those actually, fresh and raw foods actually go into the body and actually clean up lining, the sludge in the body. Because excess acid is responsible for clogging up the intestinal tract. And it's like a mucosal plaque, right? And people have done bentonites and pulled out that whole lining, and it's just really, it's scary because it shows you how they get no absorption whatsoever. Like, there's no way they could absorb a single nutrient with that in there, with that sludge in there. The third step to overcoming disease is to remove congestion, toxins, acids, and everything else anywhere in the body, right? So if you step on part of a cat's tail, it's the other end yells, right? Indeed, there's no part of the body that's not affected by the other part of the body. The fourth step is towards a lacking health of the body with all the needed elements, right? It needs enzymes and nutrition, and it needs to be in a good environment, healthy-wise, the mindset, right, need to be focused on the Lord. So that's a very important thing. That's very, very important, you know, and I think some of the facts are that the number one leading cause of death is heart disease and cancer. They're right up there. So we need to, we need to know. And then also, remember, there are cures for cancer. They've been known for decades. They know there are cures for cancer. So, there's so many of them out there that have been proven. And of course, you got to get rid of the pink ribbons and all the money that comes with them. If you decide to say, we're going to start listening to that, right? So I think that we have to start focusing on what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and implement the plan. So just like spring cleaning your closets, back to your car, those things, you definitely need to clean out the body and have a good detox at least a couple times a year. And probably it would be more conducive to having it done quarterly. So the phrase mucosa is actually kind of like, I'm trying to explain it. I wish I had a picture, but I wish I was doing a live when I could show a picture. But it's like a gel-like slimy mucus layer, and it follows the intestinal tract, but it's like a sludge, but it's whole. So, it's not like there's like a little bit of it like plaque in your arteries here and there. Like, it actually lines the whole thing. So, you see somebody who's overweight and you're like, well, you assume, people assume, but why do they eat a lot? Well, they start off, they eat something, and they have this mucosal lining. They have this thick lining, and they go to eat, and it goes to the body, and the body says, okay, well, that was nice, but it had no nutrition. I didn't get anything. Okay, body just digested something. All right, get rid of it. But what was it? And what did I get out of it? Nothing. Well, I still need some vitamins and minerals and stuff for my bones, and for my muscles and tendons and our organs. Okay, we have to eat something else. So then you go pick something else up, and then you eat it. And then it goes through, and then the body says, I'm starving, and you're eating and eating and snacking and eating, and the body still says, nothing yet. And by the end of the day, you've consumed 5,000-6,000 calories or more, and you've got nothing. So you're basically starving. You're malnutritioned and overweight. It's a huge epidemic. We have to get rid of this plaque, right? This plaquey film that's on the surface that blocks any of our nutrition from getting in, right? So most of our gastrointestinal doctors, gastroenterologists, they're not trained in medical school about this plaque, right? They're not trained in it at all, right? So most of them, I mean, they, you know, they treat the symptoms of the advanced stages of bowel disease because the plaque is taking over and it causes diverticulitis and polyps and gastritis and cystic fibrosis and malignancies and irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease and peptic ulcers and you name it. But they don't treat the reason it's there. Just the what it causes because it is there. So they make a fortune, you know, and then colonics, they go down there, they're looking for polyps. But you never hear them say, oh, the mucosal lining, oh, this lining, this plaque is so thick that, you know, if we were to give you a really good cleanse, you would be feeling 100 times better. No, that'll never happen. And then the colonic or the colonoscopy itself is very dangerous. The intestines are very fragile. Like having that rod go through there, it's very easy to get a tear. And once you get a tear, where is all that stuff going to go? Into your bloodstream. Very dangerous, right? They're really more, allopathic doctors are really, really more, they're more concerned about the symptoms, right? They don't look at the removal of these things. They don't look at the person as mind, body, and spirit. They look at it as, okay, you know, they've got a polyp. Go in, take out polyp, cut off polyp, stitch it up, go. Okay, there's just going to be another polyp. You know, there's so many doctors that completely disagree with, you know, early, in between stages. You know, if you talk about bowel cancer, you know, it acknowledges bowel diseases are related to the mucin, you know, but they don't recognize that accumulates in stages prior to this disease, right? And it makes life-threatening diseases. They don't recognize that at all. Like they don't see that part of it. So, you know, and they don't understand that, you know, this plaque is really, really adhesive. Like it is, like it will stay there. It is not coming out. You know, it's not going to come out unless you get it out by doing a good cleanse, you know. And if you want to see it, you know, just Google the mucosal plaque and just look at it. Like, I mean, you know, it can be several feet, like long time. So you just have to, there is actually a really good book out called Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management by Dr. Jensen, and that might be a really good book to look at. But you don't want to get this accumulated, and you don't want to be it. And really, basically 90% of people, and if you have a protruding belly, you can almost guarantee that you have that issue with the mucosal lining. The plaque. So, you know, remember that we are children of God. We need to be focused on our Father. We need for Him to take over, and we need to focus on what for us. We don't need to follow medical gurus. We don't need to follow crazy people. We don't need to go and have a doctor tell us when we're going to live or die. We need to focus on what God says. And He sets it. He has a good plan. He says, take care of it, mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for listening. And next week we'll talk about colon or colonic. Have a good day.